Thank you all for allowing us to be here today.
I
send greetings from America.
I
thank you, Miss Ngeni. Thank you, Pastor George, for your
hospitality. Thank you.
But we have 7 kids that have made their
opinion.
In Romans chapter 6. And
we're
just going to be looking at the first four verses. Again, Romans chapter 6. Verses 1-4. The word of God says, what shall we say then?
So can we ask the
idea? Are we to continue in sin and the grace of
God?
By no means.
Asha.
How can we who die to sin and still live
it?
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ, Jesus were baptized into the
death.
Verse 4, who were buried therefore
with
him by baptism into death. In order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you pray your Son. And to the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we come here to worship you today. Lord, give us a word this morning. Lord, hide me behind the cross. I am weak and I need your strength. So let me preach the word faithfully. That the church here of
Michigan
can be encouraged this morning. So Lord, help us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is always important understand the context of Scripture. The book of Romans was written by
who?
So Paul wrote Romans. Another thing that happens here in this book. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Rome. It was a church just like this. And Paul wanted to encourage them on the gospel. And the reason why he wanted to encourage them is because we're so forgetful. I'm thankful for my wife. So Paul wants to encourage the church. The importance of gospel in the Christian life. We can even get distracted by the things This reminds me of the history here in
Africa.
Christianity has been in Africa for a long time. We even have a Nubian kingdom was a Christian community here in
Africa.
Many more great Africans, a guy named Augustine. Athanasius. We're all from here in Africa. Even here in Kenya. Kenya has known the gospel for a while. At one time, Kenya was oppressed by Muslims.
Don't
talk repeated, but I still understand
it. people, they don't want to live the Ten Commandments anymore. Since Jesus has saved me, I'm
not
obeying the Ten Commandments. I don't have to keep God's, all the things God told us to do. But then you say they're believers. First John 2 tells us, in verse 3, and by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says I know him but does not keep his commandments
is
a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps my word,
and
him truly the love of God, is perfected. By this may we know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way which he walked. So even right here, what John telling us, as Christians, even though Christ
is
not for us there, we should be living for Christ. But let me be honest this morning. It's difficult. Many of you all work for boxing families. And you're tempted to do the wrong thing. I struggle with that too. And Paul understands this
important.
Paul asked the question again. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Some of the people that didn't like Paul, they understand that Paul was saying that. Well, the Christians have been saved, so they don't have to worry about sin. So Paul is asking this question. So should we continue in sin? As Christians, we don't continue in sin. Even when things are difficult.
Because
we believe God's grace will provide
us.
Paul said earlier in Romans 5:20. Now the law came to increase the trespasses. But where sin increased, grace abound even more. So some people start to think that, the more I sin, the more I get grace. That's how some people interpret this. I can live any type of way, and I'm going to get grace. So Paul wants to encourage the church. Don't believe that lie. For those that are in Christ, they're
brought
to sin. Even when it's difficult. But we got seven kids. That's a lot of mouths to feed. When I'm going to eat, I want to see all my kids or babies. So I get free food. For me, I want to save money. So you all see how difficult it is to be a Christian. Even though it may cost a lot to feed my kids, I'm going to trust the Lord. The second point. You have God's always. I just asked that question. Should we continue in sin? Paul asked that question in verse 2. By no means. How can we will God to sin? This is really a fat, strong one. This is like a kid running in the middle of the street. And a van is coming. And you scream and say, stop! Paul is screaming saying, God of me! How can we who have died to sin still live in it? A cuckoo.
Chicken.
A chicken.
Coco.
Can a cuckoo may sound like a lion?
No, I got it from the movie.
A cuckoo is a cuckoo.
I tell you, what's your name, cuckoo?
A cuckoo looks around for food.
Now, cuckoo, you're on the way, and I think you're telling me.
A cuckoo wakes you up in the morning.
Now, cuckoo, you're going to get your own seat.
A cuckoo has an egg to fill the belly.
Now, cuckoo, you're going to get your own seat.
That's a cuckoo.
Now, you're a cuckoo.
But what's a Christian?
Now, I'm a Christian.
A Christian is the one that has God to sin.
A Christian is the
one that flees from sin. Even when it's
difficult.
When Christ died, He died for the sins of His people. Christ is perfect. He was righteous. He was distant with the Father. But He was faithful to the Father's will. He came to the earth to live a life that we couldn't live. He lived a perfect righteous life. Everyone else. Contrary to God's will. Like our sister Busy just mentioned. And we all have sin. And we are short of the glory of God. By us falling in sin, we
were
no longer right with God. There was no good that we could do. Can make us right with God. We can't give enough money to the church. We can't get enough food to people. We can't
help
enough people across the street. All those things
che muore di me.
But those things cannot be the justice of God. It's in the right of Savior to come to live our life. And God will keep it in love. That's why I said it in Romans
5:8.
How Christ showed his love towards us. That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us before we loved
him.
Isn't that amazing, God?
Amen.
All required is one. Can I get a clap? Paul's on the border in this. He says in verse 3. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized, yes, we're baptized to his
death.
We were buried in form of him by baptism to death. Paul now shares how now we have been baptized in Christ. How many of y'all have been baptized? When you was baptized in Christ, you died to your old self. You come out of the water.
We're
baptized in Christ. We have perspective before the world that Christ is our Lord. And we're buried with him. His death was because of our sins. But now our death brings about life. One person says this. Die to me. Does not mean that sin is no longer within you. Or that it has no power or influence within you. It does. But sin no longer.
No,
you may obey it.
And
though you may be entertained by it, the fact remains, you no longer have to obey it. You have to isolate
it.
It can be dead to you. So we were baptized. We don't know
what
we're
told.
Since Christ died, we are spiritually
died.
Christ lived the death of sin of his people. He
has
made us new.
Let's talk now about this newness of life.
By the glory of the Father. Christ gives us everything. Just like Christ was raised from the grave, He raises us up from our sins. And to new life. Just like Christ is right from the Father. We are made right. Just how Christ was justified, we are justified. How Christ was sanctified, we are sanctified. Christ's life is now our life. We live a life that really makes it Christ in us. And family, it is difficult
times.
But for those that are true followers of Christ, they are willing to work in difficult times. Because the Savior has redeemed them to
Himself.
He's worked it all. And Christ gives us a promise. He'll meet all of our needs. So for you this morning, all things you may have asked for, they might not have changed the way you want them to
change.
But one thing Christ has promised us, there will be nothing that separates from the love of Christ. Christ's love for us is not based on our love for
Him.
My love for Pastor Joel's lifetime is conditional. The more He feeds me, the more I love Pastor Joel. It's different with Jesus. When He loved us, when He saved us, that love never depreciates. His love for us is sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So it's time to heart. When you're tempted to lie, when you're tempted to do things that dishonor the Lord, remember this, that Christ will be your
peace.
You can trust Him. And when you trust Him, He will meet your needs. It's a guy in the Bible named Judas. Judas followed Jesus everywhere. He said he believed. He said he wanted to be like Jesus. But over time, it showed that Judas truly didn't believe in Jesus. So
family,
there are many that say they're Christians, but at night only. Judas eventually died. Went to hell. And it proved over time he wasn't a true believer. So How do we know that we are true believers? We trust in Christ. And without the Holy Spirit, to guide us, we don't put things in our own hands. We trust Christ. And sometimes people might
let
us. Sometimes you might be worried. But my God is not
sick.
If you see it back in the Old Testament in Exodus, God provides for the people in the
wilderness.
He ran down to Pate. This was the man.
And then he was hungry,
he provided
for
family, we
are the
we choose Christ over sin. Let me end with a few applications. We shouldn't continue to stand since we have received grace.
Consciousness
is under their
wives.
Or worship is under their husbands. We should be quick to forgive us. Christ has forgiven us. So we should not continue. Second thing. When we profess Christ, we are new creatures now. We face sin. We face sin. We face sin. We
face
sin.
We
Third thing. By being in Christ, we have a new life now. A new life that no one can take away from
us.
It's the life of Christ forever. It will keep us in Himself. So Christians
come
this morning. Paul gave this verse to the Roman church almost 2,000 years ago. And I give these verses to you. Let us not continue to sin. But let us continue to trust in Christ. As I'm ready to wrap up, can we hear Yahweh
again?
Yahweh,